The ultimate goal of prayer is union with God. Your understanding of God and the kind of union you seek will evolve as you mature. Yet you can and even must pray honestly from where you are with God now, without concern about the rightness or wrongness of what you seek. God would prefer you to taste a variety of foods before you discover the soul-satisfying food that comes only from the feast of divine love. Ultimately, if you persevere in prayer, you will learn that only God can satisfy your heart's desire for that which is beyond naming. As the psalmist realized in Psalm 73, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Those words mean a lot to me. Now, one of my own prayer poems addressing God suggests you to be careful what you ask for. "Ask for your blessing, and that is what you may give, but only your blessing. Ask for something from you, and that is what you may give, but only something from you. Those in need of this or that may well get this or that, but only this or that, in your time and in your way. But those who seek you, who may stumble in their asking, who may not know how to ask you for you, you who are above all gifts and cravings of this world, these you will bless beyond those who merely ask for your blessing, beyond those who only want something from you. Until we learn to ask you for you, for your presence, your spirit, your love, sufficient beyond our imaginings, we will not understand what is truly important, what our deepest need is finally about, what your blessing can really mean. You are so gentle, so patient, O God. You will give us, when you choose, only what we ask for, but no more, unless in your grace you choose to lead us beyond ourselves. You are yourself the more, so few know, and yet desire to ask for."